Well, we want to give you a gift this morning, and we're going to preach only half as long, but there will be two of us, so it equals the same. What a letdown. No, it's going to be good. It was going to be three of us, but one of the crew bailed ship on me. No, it's all good. Pastor Andrews, if you're wondering, he's gone to Calgary being with family and such, and we wanted to bless him with that. They were all meeting together, and I'm glad we sent him yesterday before the snow started flying. So, but anyways, Pastor Judy's going to begin, and why don't we, thank you, Lord. Why don't we just add a prayer? Holy God, we want to do this right, and in everything we say and do, we want to honor you, Lord. We want to handle your word rightly and with great reverence and respect, for it is your living word. And we just love your word. God bless the speaker this morning. Bless Pastor Judy. May the anointing be obvious on her and me too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Dan. Well, these are sermonettes, so I'm not used to doing sermonettes. I'm used to doing sermons. You all know me. I get going, and I never know when to quit. Anyway, I'm going to be sharing with you from Psalm 100. And in some of your Bibles, this will say a psalm of praise. In some of your Bibles, it may say a psalm of thanksgiving for the introduction into that psalm. And there are introductions written in the original Hebrew. And the word that for praise and thanksgiving is very, very similar when you think about it. And so I chose this psalm in particular. I am going to read it to you first from the New American Standard, and then I'm going to read it from my brand new, and I love it already, my Jewish Study Bible. And I'll tell you, there's some things that I love. I just love the Word of God. And anytime I can read another version of the Word of God and get an explanation as to how close we can get to the original Hebrew and Greek, I'm all over it. And so Psalm 100 from the NASB, shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting. From the Jewish Tanakh, a psalm of thanksgiving. Shout for joy to Adonai, all the earth. Serve Adonai with gladness. Enter his presence with joyful songs. Be aware that Adonai is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. His people, the flock in his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courtyards with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For Adonai is good. His grace continues forever, and his faithfulness lasts through all generations. Amen. Lord, just put your blessing upon your word and let it just stir our hearts, Lord, to the intimacy that we enter into when we come before your throne. And I just thank you, Lord, for your word again. Amen.
Amen.
There are some things about this psalm that just stir me. It's got two of my favorite words in it. And I've actually made sermons out of these two words. So some of you have heard all of this before. But hey, let's just stir it up fresh in our hearts. The one word that is really funny, and I will share this, is ruah. That very, very first, shout joyfully to the Lord, is ruah. Now, some of you might remember the very first time, I don't know, you have to have been here a long time, I guess, if you're going to remember this, but I preached that sermon with a cast on my foot and my foot up in the air. I had a broken left foot and a broken right knee, and I hobbled up onto the platform and preached it. I really had a ruah time chasing a stray cat off my deck. And what this ruah means is it is an acclamation of victory and praise all in one unto God. It was ruah that Joshua used when he said, shout before the Lord has given you the city. And so they shouted and they rushed upon Jericho, and you know that the walls came tumbling down.
Wow.
This shout, figuratively in the Hebrew, means to split the ears. It is a victory shout that is ear-splitting. And you know, when I think of it, this is, Psalm says, it starts right off right there. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. And it's claiming the entire earth. Now, some Jewish theologians would say that this psalm is going to be recited every day in the millennial kingdom at the dawn of the day, because it says all the earth, and we know that in the millennial reign, all the earth will praise God. However, right now, they use this, the Jews, Messianic Jews, would use this every time before they have their prayer time before the Lord. They would say this psalm, or sing this psalm, I should say, because they sing these. They don't recite them the way we would. There is something else about this psalm that just grabs me, and that is the loving kindness of God. And it's in the very, very last phrase, about the Lord is good, verse 5. His loving kindness is everlasting. Some versions will put the word faithfulness in, but the actual Hebrew word, and it's my other favorite word that I've preached on before, is hesed. And I mean, I grew up in church, and we used to sing, thy loving kindness is greater than life. And we would sing that, and I mean, I would feel the great presence of the Lord, and I loved it. But I always wondered why we didn't just say, thy love is greater than life. Because to me, love was a stronger word, but that's because I didn't understand what loving kindness was. I always thought loving kindness was a gentler word, maybe not as strong. It's actually way more powerful. The hesed love of God is not just a stand back and watch it all happen love, and I love you, but I really feel bad for what's going on. Loving kindness, it involves action on the part of God. And so when we say thy loving kindness is greater than life, thy loving kindness is everlasting, meaning it's never going to end. This is the kind of love that is involved in your life. He is not just standing back. He's right there beside you. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. And he's always involved. And so when you're praising God, and when you're entering into the presence of God, and you're bringing your requests before God, as Pastor Dan, I'm sure, is going to tell you, he's there and he's active. He's not a witness. He's not a bystander. He's not wishing you the best and patting you on the back and giving you the occasional word of encouragement. He's in it. He's all up in it. And I just love that about God. And so this word, loving kindness, is a very powerful word. And so we start off with my favorite word, ruah, for praise. And it winds up with my favorite word for loving kindness, hesed. But in between is so much more. It talks about acknowledging God. And I pulled another scripture out. This is actually kind of worn out. It used to be stuck on my piano. I keep the scripture on my piano. And every day before I begin to worship God, I try to hold this scripture into my mind, because it's powerful. It's taken from Deuteronomy 4:39. It says, know therefore today, know this today. And take it to your heart. Don't just put it here. Take it to your heart. That the Lord, he is God in heaven above and on earth below. There is no other. What a great way to get your focused in the right place as you begin to enter into a time of worship. Know today that the Lord, he is God. And in the Jewish Tanakh, when they say this, verse 3, be aware that Adonai is God. Know that the Lord himself is God, some of your versions may read. It is he who's made us, and we are his people, the flock in his pasture. Oh, those words just draw me. They just draw me right in. And I realize something else, that, you know, as we enter into God's presence, sometimes we think that, you know, we're inviting God into our presence. Actually, he's inviting us into his presence, to be aware of him. You know, and I say this because there's times where I've been at a worship service and I have been so overcome that tears would flow down my face. And when I leave, I see people, you know, talking and they've never entered into the presence of God. And I'm wondering, how did they not know? How did they not feel that? You see, God was here. We are entering into his presence.
Yeah.
But there is something that we need to understand when we talk about acknowledging God's kingship. And I just wanted to mention one more thing before I leave this point. And that is that ruah, that ear-splitting praise, is often in the Old Testament accompanied by the blowing of the shofar. It's mentioned in several Psalms, and it's always the blowing of the shofar as the King of Kings enters in. They would blow the shofar, and the king would be ushered into the presence. And so when we think of this shout, and this ear splitting and the shofar and the King of Kings coming into our presence, we need to respond properly. And the reason I mentioned before is that, you know, we think we're inviting God into our presence, but it's him inviting us into his, is we are so self-centered and we are so ungrateful. And this is a day that we have set aside to praise God, to be thankful to God for what he has given us. He has given us so many things, different things to different ones. And we are to come before him with a heart of humility and gratitude, not with a heart of covetousness and wanting. I'm going to mention you, and you didn't even know it, my friend. Darren, you know, he's a great guy, and he just makes me laugh so much. Yesterday, we were looking for whipped cream, but my recipe calls for Cool Whip specifically. And one year, I bought the low fat, and the recipe just didn't taste right. Nothing was good about it, so we wanted the right stuff. And so we went to No Frills, and there wasn't any there. And the reason we bought it last year, the no fat kind, was because we couldn't find it. And so then we went over to Walmart, and Darren says, we're not going to find it there. It's not going to be there. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I said, no, go. We'll see. And he came out with a great big thing of it, and he says, Mom, the Cool Whip crisis is over. And this is, Ron, where you come in, because you and I, you know, we share this. First world problems, really. You know, what we call a crisis, really? First world problems. Now, we do have some real problems. I don't want to demean that. But let us rejoice and enter into God's presence with thankfulness. And let us be joyful in his presence and be thankful in his presence, because we are free because of the blood of Jesus Christ to enter into the very presence of God himself. It just doesn't get any better than that. And so you can understand why we should be giving ear-splitting praise, even if the pianist messes up a lot this Sunday, which happened, I know. we shouldn't be focused on that. We should be focused on God Almighty. Amen. I'm going to pass it over to Pastor Dan.
Wow.
Aren't you glad I only had one page?
That's amazing, actually. That was beautiful. Actually, there's another Cool Whip story too, isn't there? Yes. poor Luce Marie. Judy wanted to pass on to Luce Marie her what was it? Your 3 minute, 5 minute? Yeah, it takes. It's 20 minute salad for me, but Judy makes it in 5 minutes supposedly, and Luce Marie really wanted to make that recipe for some guests at a dinner, and Judy wrote down the ingredients and the process, but instead of writing Cool Whip, you put Miracle Whip.
I gave it to her over the phone.
Yes. Miracle Whip is sort of not at all the same as Cool Whip. So it was it's supposed to be a lovely, sweet, light and just lovely, you know, with the oranges, the mini oranges, and the fruit flavor, and then Miracle Whip. And yet Murray, bless his heart, he's an old cowboy, he'll eat about anything. He said, oh, it was pretty good. I'm still eating it, he said, after 3 days. And so I think he alone was eating it. But then that's Murray. He would, like I say, before he met Luce, I went over to his place a few times on different occasions to eat. And it was whatever was in the fridge mixed together in a pot with some water and throw some rice in it. We would name it sometimes. We had chusalo stew once. That was chicken, moose, another thing we weren't able to identify, some pasta, rice. I think there was some Kraft dinner in it, and we ate it. And it, as Darren says, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say this part, but it went right through me. Darren says it was very cleansing. Yeah. So, you know, you say tomatoes, I say yikes. You know, I was going to preach a sermon on another scripture, but I'm going to stay here, if that's all right. I'm going to stay here on this scripture instead, and I'm thinking about what Judy had to say, and I just love that ear-breaking shout. And if you were a youth group, we'd try that right now. And you would actually want to, but because I know you're all far more dignified and matured and except for some of you over there. But most of you are pretty mature. No, you're all good. But we could do that, but we won't. But you can imagine. Isn't it interesting that Thanksgiving begins with praise? It begins with worship. It doesn't begin with Thanksgiving. We are called to be a thankful people, not just to speak our thanks to God, but be thankful, just as loving kindness is an active expression and doing of loving things as God provides for us. So is our thanksgiving to be expressive and active and real and observable, obvious even. Are we thankful? Are we a thankful people? I hope we are. This morning I thought about, and again, third world versus first world problems and what we would be thankful for versus what people maybe in a third world country. Here I was this morning deciding which pair of shoes to put on. There are places where they don't have to make that decision. If they have a pair of shoes, it might be who gets to wear them today. It might be like that. It might be so little, and they are so thankful for that little that they have. And meanwhile, here I am with three pairs of black shoes to choose from, for goodness sake. And from 5 feet away, they all look the same to me. But I have them, and I had to choose. How ridiculous. And I said, thank you, Lord. I actually have more than one pair. I thank you, Lord, for so much. I am so thankful. And a side note, and I need to say this because it's been gnawing at me all week. Rob and Kathy, thank you so much, first of all, for giving me the honor of dedicating your precious Marie, Jen Marie. I love her name. And I love that you invited us into that beautiful expression, that dedication back to God. Thank you so much. And I worry that I made light of the three ladies, the godmothers. And please, I was hoping they'd be here, and I hope they're not here because of me. So we'll begin by saying, I apologize. And by the way, it's really hard for guys to apologize, and it's super hard for me to do it in front of everybody. So I apologize for making light and calling them the guardians. Stop that. But, you know, how beautiful were they, and how precious were they, and the fact that you chose them is so significant that they are invited into your family in that way. It's a beautiful expression of what you think of them, and it's honoring to them, and it's precious that you have very carefully selected these three lovely ladies to also be counted as mums, as guardians to your precious one. So, again, thank you, and I apologize, and I don't know if it was just my conscience or if it was God or if it was the enemy, but it could have been all three of us having this argument over and over in my head about, you know, be careful, Dan, to not be too silly too often, and I'm going to blame it on the ice cap. So there you go. I was drinking, okay? So, but it was just an ice cap. All right, so well, praise God. And again, thank you all for any time you entrust us as we are so blessed to be your pastors. We truly are. And that you have trusted us with your very private hurts and your hopes. And we've prayed together. We've cried together. We've laughed together. And thank you so much for that. Getting back to this, though. There was another line in this scripture that grabs me, that we are not self-made. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. I think it was Elvis that sang, "I did it my way," among other guys that thought they did it their way. And that's not the right way. God's way. God's way. God has made us. He made us in His image. He has blessed us with every blessing. For every good thing comes from above, amen? And our Father gives very good gifts. And He made everything good. And this is what I want to remind us all today, is that we are not self-made. God did it. Whatever you have, whatever you've accomplished, whatever you can claim as your doing, it is not so. It is God's doing. If you were blessed with enough intelligence to achieve high honors in college, give God the praise. If you were so blessed to have skills and abilities that you barely needed to learn them, and you could just do these tasks, these jobs, these difficult things, give God the praise. That wasn't your doing. God made you thus. Whatever you have accomplished, God has helped you to accomplish. Sometimes I struggle with that because I did it. I had to do all the hard work, all the heavy lifting. And beware of that. God did it. Whatever you were able to do, whatever you accomplished, give God the praise. Give God the glory. Because you find out very quickly how little you can do when He takes His hand off of you. You find out how inept you are, how incapable you are when it overwhelms you, and then you feel that God has just even for a moment taken his covering from you. It is overwhelming when that happens. You can't go wrong giving God the glory. You just cannot. And if you don't, you are in danger of giving yourself the glory. And you can go wrong there. I can assure you of that. You didn't do it your way. You are not self-made. And I am so glad that He has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. There is one psalm I want to share with you. Psalm 26, verse 7. And this is actually for you to do this morning. We are going to keep some time and set it aside so that you also can give God thanks, to stand up and speak out that which you are thankful for. And by all means, be thankful. 26, verse 7, Psalms. "That I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all your wondrous works." See, it's not enough just to say, I'm thankful. We also must tell of all God's wondrous works. What has God done? And if you say, I can't think of a thing, then you haven't been paying attention. Or you thought you did it. God did it. God did it. I'm going to begin, and I'll begin with something rather personal. which means you can too. We've been praying hard for a son. Our son has been just away from us. See, wayward, how's that? Eh? You get what I'm saying. And we've been praying hard. We've been praying hard. I have been, have you ever cried out to God? Have you ever yelled out to God? Have you ever had to be in a place where there's no one's going to hear you because you were screaming at God? Been there. A lot lately. And when I say I've been in prayer, we've been in prayer, Judy's been in prayer, I know our whole extended family has been, and we've been praying that our son would that God would give him back. We also dedicated our son to the Lord when he was wee. And, life, huh? And things happen and choices made and influences and all of that and a series of unfortunate circumstances, if you will, of choices and such will lead us in all sorts of directions. But God, he has heard our prayers, every one of them, and not a single one has fallen down. Every one of those prayers are piled in front of God in the throne room, and he's paying very close attention to what's going on. And in these past 3 weeks or more, we have seen such an abrupt turnaround. Praise God. Amazing. Amazing. It wouldn't have happened outside of God. This is big answered prayer stuff. Not going to go into details, but I'm just telling you. I'm sleeping better. I'm praising God for what he is doing. And instead of shouting at God in frustration and anger and fear and dread and whatever else, I am shouting at God with a voice of praise these days. In fact, after visiting with my son Thursday night and having a crazy long extended visit and having just the greatest time with him as we ate a bucket of chicken right out of the bucket, grease and all, and cleaning cars and talking and having just a great, great, great time. And I left there just shouting praises to my God. So, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. So, that was my turn.
So here's a thing, and we can do this. It's Thanksgiving. It's a little bit of a stretch for you to come up and stand in front of a mic. But give God thanks. I'm not going to ask you to shout with an ear-splitting shout. But I am going to ask you this morning to give thanks to God and to speak of his wondrous doings this morning. So, when you're ready.
It's right here. I'll turn it off a second.
I hope I can do this without too much emotion. There was a time in my life when I said to God, don't ever let me become complacent. I didn't want to be in that place where it didn't matter if I moved forward. I wanted to be in that place where I was always moving forward with him.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you pray things like that, God does some amazing things that you don't expect. And I've had some pretty tough things to go through over the years, and God has shown me who he is. And I truly believe that the same thing happened again here just recently, 2 months ago, when my husband had that stroke. And I had been praying some specific prayers. I didn't expect God to answer quite like this. But God knows what's best, and he knows how to bring us close to himself. And I totally agree with Pastor Judy saying that, you know, God, he's already here. We're in his presence. But sometimes we don't choose to accept his invitation to come into his presence, to really dwell in his presence. So that's what's happened for me through this whole thing with my husband, and I've seen amazing things. You know, you see I'm sitting here today.
Yeah.
God has answered prayer. So I'm thankful, so thankful to God that he doesn't want to leave us in the state that we're in, ever. Doesn't matter where we're at. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, that's terrific. Thank you, Lord.
I'm home.
Yeah.
I'm home.
Praise God. I'm just going to tip this up just a little more.
I'm so glad.
So glad.
What God does. What God can do. What he does in a Christian's life. What she said a few minutes ago was exactly the truth. Faster than that, everything can be gone and gone. Or it can come back.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you brought back. And I want to give you thank you for your prayers. Yeah. Thank you for those who have traveled. Came up, drive back and forth a few times. And it's just been good. Been good to be here. And it's good to be in church. It's good to see the goodness of God.
Yes.
And its goodness. Even if in the smallest thing in your life, it's God that's good. It's God that does it. And he is the one that is going to take the glory. And then it'll go on. My. We don't know how far it'll go on, but it will go on.
Will.
God bless you, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, I ain't going to miss an opportunity like this, Dan. Pastor Dan, I'm sorry.
That's all
right. I'm standing here. I've got part of my family here. My middle daughter's not here. Her and her husband are in Washington, D.C. They both work at the Pentagon, by the way. But in front of my grandchildren, Lindsay, Winter, Archie, Mackenzie, in front of my two of my son-in-laws, Bob and Darren, in front of my wife, I thank God for each and every one of you. And I want you to be bold about your Christianity. Be proud of being a Christian. I also thank God that I don't live in Syria. I thank God I don't live in Iraq. For just the other day in Syria, a 7-year-old girl was on the YouTube. Pastor Dan made reference to the fact that he had 3 pairs of shoes today and couldn't figure out which pair to wear. This 7-year-old girl had a request. Stop the bombing. I want to go to school. I'm hungry. Our hospitals are destroyed. We have no medicine. And not to downplay the fact that Pastor Dan had 3 pairs of shoes. We often do that.
Yeah.
What we take so much for granted. You know, I've got 2 cars parked in my driveway right now. There are 2 vehicles. Do I really need 2 vehicles? You know? But, hey, God blessed me with 2 vehicles. There's nothing wrong with being blessed. But I am so thankful that I live in Canada. I am so thankful I live in Alberta.
Amen.
We have a right to vote in this country. Many countries don't have a right to vote. I can, by one vote, I can predetermine the outcome of who I want to rule over me. That's a gift from God. I'm going to leave here, hopefully within an hour, and we're going to have ham, we're going to have turkey, we're going to have pies and laughter and enjoyment, and that 7-year-old girl in Syria, her wish, I want to go to school, stop the bombing, I'm hungry. I thank God for where I live. I thank God for this church and this church family.
Thank you, Lord. Awesome.
I don't really want to be up here because I don't want to, but I'm here.
Good.
Anyway, I couldn't miss this opportunity just to say how grateful I am to Jim for living in Canada and for the freedom that we have, the freedom to worship, the freedom to vote, and all the things that we get from that.
Yeah.
And living in Alberta again, even though we get a little snow, it's so wonderful. We're not living in Haiti. I mean, look at those poor people there. I mean,
hurricane
breaks your heart to see what's happened there. They don't have anything. And here, like he says, we're going to sit down at our tables and eat so well. This has been a good year for us. I did have some heart problems, but praise the Lord, he's restored me back to the old lady that I am here, just giving her and going. And I hope to do that for many more years. Also, he's also blessed us this year that our little granddaughter who had ovarian cancer when she was 21, fourth stage of it, and she survived, and praise the Lord, she's 29 today, and she's expecting a baby. You know, like, God is so good. He is so good.
So good.
And then, too, personally, I'm so happy to have our kids here in Wainwright. Our boys are back home. They didn't make the hockey team over in Lloyd, which breaks their heart, but makes Grandma's heart sing because they're back home again. And we just love that family so much. And and we're just so grateful for them living here.
Yeah.
And I'm just grateful for this church. I'm grateful for our pastors, even though he's beaten me in Scrabble on the thing.
Get used to it.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much.
Praise God. Good on you.
Another one that don't want to be up here, but we'll follow God. We're so grateful and thankful for our church and your prayers. We're so grateful and thankful for Marie. What God has done in our life is amazing. Personally, in business, the economy's gone sour and terrible in Lloydminster, and we lift it up to God, and it's just absolutely amazing how he's had his hand on our business, and we're just overwhelmed what he has done and how his word is so true and faithful. And we just want to thank you publicly and praise you, God. Thank you.
Anyways, I don't know. I pray to God all the time. I'm really selfish. God has to come with me everywhere. So if he's not with you, well, sorry, man. But anyways, I pray to God always about, you know, health and my hair and my trim body. 1 out of 3 ain't bad, right? But we'll see. Like, my daughter, like, over the past year, she went through hell and back or whatever, and I kind of moved her to Edmonton. Like, she got a new job and stuff, placed differently, decided to move. August 15th, she started a new job. Now I talk to her on the phone, and I just love it. You know, she's, oh, Dad, I'm so happy. Like, I love my place. I love my job. I love everything. And it's just, you know, like, don't we all love it when our kids just love something, yeah, eh? And like, yeah. I say, when Haley's loving it, oh, I tell you, there's been a lot of crap. You just wonder, when is it going to end? You know, it's just one thing from chickens getting torn apart to, like, a bad divorce and on and on and on. But like I say, now it's just, Dad, I'm so happy. Yeah. And God, I'm so happy.
Thank you.
You know, thanks for, like, my family, my mom. Like, she's just the strongest lady of, you know, you'll ever know. You know, but, like, she holds us together and everything, too. And that's because of God. Yeah. Makes mom tough. Thanks, God.
Awesome. Awesome.
I haven't done this before, but it's telling me to do it. I just want to thank God for all the things he did for me. Thank you for giving me a header to change my life. I came here in Canada in 2008, and the life was really good. Like, the money's there, and I went to the dark, and I thought it was my destiny then. But then he gave me Heather and gave me light for my life. And I drove from Calgary to here in Wainwright, and as soon as I entered the place of Wainwright, I feel relief and I feel peace in myself, like it is the promised land for me. And then I came into this church and I said, this is my church.
Praise God.
And yeah, and thank you, Lord, for everything. Thank you.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise me, praise you, God. You heard that. You heard that.
My name's Darren. I'm Jim Vole's son-in-law. My wife had cancer last year, and she's cancer-free. God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You heard that.
My name is Bob. I'm Jim Vole's son-in-law also. I'm here to say that God is a God of miracles.
Yes, so.
And what he does in our lives right now, we have no explanation for why he does what he does. But I'm here to say that he can take people from addictions. He can take people out of depressions. And anything that you're going through in life right now, all you have to do is trust God and thank God, in advance for what he's about to do for you. Because I came from a life of addiction for marijuana and alcohol and many problems in my life associated with these things. And one day I called out to God back in 2004. It was February 15th, and it was a Sunday, and I fell to my knees. I was 130 pounds, and I asked God, if you're real, please take this addiction from me. That was the last day I did alcohol or drugs.
He's real.
And from then on, God has just answered prayer and blessings and family and relationships and circumstances in my life that I could never have done on my own. So, Father God, I thank you so much for everything you've done and everything you're about to do. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Oh, well said. Wow.
Good morning. My name is Lori. I think that's on my heart so much is my kids. It's awesome having Jared home again. And I think just, you know, when we raise our little babies and we hold them and watch them have their little tussles, the boys, and Alexa gets in there now and they have their little fights and it drives me crazy and my voice raises and that. It just warms my heart, though, then when I hear that Jared has talked to Eric without me even knowing, or Kaylin has talked to Eric, or Alexa's gone and talked to them. And I just love what I'm seeing in them and their relationships. And it just helps me to know that they've got each other's back. And when they're going through their little struggles right now in their teenager lives and not making the hockey teams and schools and things, I just love that Jared is such a great mentor to those boys and to Alexa. And even when I just giggle at Alexa because she drives Jared crazy now too, just being that girl and that 11-year-old. But yet it's so fun and he's just so good. And bottom line is I love our kids so much and just all that they are and what they're becoming as individuals and little human beings in this world and a tough world that it can be. And it's awesome. And I'm just so thankful for them.
Well done. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I'll try and get this out. And I would like...
Praise God. Lord, give my friend.
Back before I knew God, I had our... decided in my heart that there must be a God, and with all the religions in the world, I wanted to make sure that I did my research and did things right. Of course, like all of you here know, can't do anything to please God. And I knew that in my heart. And I just thank God that He knew my desire, knew my heart. He proved Himself to me and showed me the right way before I even really started looking. And I am thankful for that. And all that God has done for me, to me, with me, since.
Praise God. Good job. Really good. Really good. Is there someone else? I do not want to stop this too soon in case you are right at the edge of coming up here, and you almost did, and then you didn't, and then you almost did again. So there's that mic still. Or we can do it this way. We have a closing song?
I changed it. I'm glad you asked. Okay. We're going to close with the same song we opened with that goes along with what we have been doing all along today, and with our scripture, here for you, let our praise be your welcome. Let our songs be a sign that we are here for you. And we welcome you with praise. We welcome you with praise. Almighty God of love, be welcome in this place. Can we rise up and sing that song? Let's make it ear-splitting.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know...